Anyway, about that weekly uploading. Yep, I know I have not been doing this for a while, and I'm sorry about that. But today I am here with you, a Euclid class object, SCP-008. Enjoy this podcast episode, even though it's a bit late. But now, I promise I will do 2 episodes in one week if I can get 500 plays. I'm at 490, I'm pretty sure, on overall. So if I can get 400 plays, that is a dream come bloody true. Alright, enjoy this podcast episode. SCP-008 is a Euclid class object and appears to be a complex prion, samples of which are stored in each of the known G2 sites. And research into SCP-008 is highly classified, I mean, not many people can access it, and there isn't much, like, oh, what's the word? Research allowed to be going on, since it is 100% infectious, 100% lethality, transmission through exposed mucous membranes and all its bodily fluids, makes it a very dangerous SCP, even at Euclid. A lot of evidence points that SCP-008 itself did not form in a natural way on our planet Earth, since variants of similar complexity of 008 would be displaced much of the ecosystem. In 1959, a short collaborative effort with the Soviet Union to locate G2 sites and eliminate SCP-008 was negotiated following SCP-008's discovery. The status of SCP-008 in Soviet Union custody since collaboration ended is unknown right now. So I was just looking through Google again to find more information on this bad boy, and I found out there so far has only been one found cure, and SCP-500, probably one I won't be doing for a long time since there isn't much to it, has been found to completely cure SCP-008 in its advanced stages. So for a quick, brief rundown on SCP-500, I know this episode is not about it, but just so you know, it's a pill bowl. If you swallow a pill, it is known to save any person from certain diseases, well, most diseases, I think all diseases, actually. So, symptoms of SCP-008... after 3 hours of exposure to it, caused flu-like symptoms with high fever plus severe dementia in more advanced stages. And you could be stuck in a coma for approximately 20 hours. And after 12 hours of this dementia, you could very well be far dead. Once you are fully infected, I'm pretty sure I said this, just a quick way of saying it, you turn into a zombie-like creature or reanimated from the dead. Now, after we have described and told you what SCP-008 can do, let's get on to the ratings. So, I don't think I can stress this enough. SCP-008 is a highly dangerous SCP, since it's not like just one character, like SCP-106. It's an entire horde of dead people that have been reanimated after catching this disease. I dare say it's like COVID, but Yeah, I don't really see how I can put this as a low rating. So, Frankenator approved. I think SCP-008 is a 5 out of 5 difficulty to contain if it escaped containment. Because all the staff would be zombies before 10 seconds, okay? Well, actually, no, it wouldn't be 10 seconds, it'd be 3 hours to be more exact. But you get what I mean. So, for this SCP, I'm giving it a 5 out of 5 difficulty to recontain. So, if you enjoyed that episode, make sure to check out my other SCP videos. I'll be doing my best to do it a week, even though I have not been keeping to that promise. I will, hopefully, one week or another, do a two episode in a week, while then being my 500 views special. I'm not sure what I'm gonna do for that, but I'm probably gonna do something different than just an explanation of an SCP. So be ready for that. But for now, bye bye.